you today that will just inspire you from the moving of the Holy Spirit down in your heart and your soul, and that we would be able to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he is not done with us yet. God has still got plans for each and every one of us this morning. And in the book of Exodus, in the 33rd chapter, if you'd like to go there with us today and follow along, starting at verse 11, down through and including verse 17. Verse 11 states, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For within shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight. Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And stop reading there in verse 17, and you be seated in the house of God. And Moses pleading with God on behalf of the children of Israel. You remember prior to this, God had called Moses up to the mount where the law was given unto him on the two tablets. And when Moses came down from the mount, he found that the children of Israel had said unto Aaron to make them a golden calf that they might worship. They missed the gods that they had back in Egypt's land. And when Moses saw this, he was angered. Angered to the point that the tablets were broken asunder. And that he also told God that these are a stiff-necked bunch of people. And God confirmed it, said, yes, they are. They are stiff-necked, and they have broken my commandments. They have broken that which I wanted to do for them. Because of their sin, I could not. And they, if you'll have it today, no longer deserve to be called my people. But Moses intervened for the people. If I can summarize it, and said, God, let us find grace in your sight. Let us find grace in the sight of God, that the people won't say that he brought them out from Egypt to die here in the wilderness, but their God took them all the way to the land that he promised to their forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses said unto him, let us find favor. Let us find grace from God. And today I'd like to bring to you a message on grace. And grace is unmerited favor with God. Yeah. How many of us have experienced unmerited favor with God?
Amen.
In our lives, that we can look back and we may not have been
with the children of Israel coming out from underneath bondage, but how many of us today have fallen short along the journey of life? And God still showed grace to us. I don't know why He loves us so much, but I'm certainly thankful that He does today. God loved the children of Israel. He'd heard their cries. He'd heard their moanings and their sighing. And finally, when the time was right, Brother Charlie, He sent Moses down to get His people out from bondage and bring them into Canaan land. And on the way, people got weary. And they wanted a God that they could see and they could touch, like the Egyptians had. And following their request, Aaron should have known better, should have stayed away from it. But he followed their request and they got their gold together. They melted it down and they made this calf to which they touched and they was able to worship. While their leader was convening with God. Could you imagine hearing the thunders and the roaring of coming from that mountain and seeing the smoke ascend, and here you are serving false gods? And I think about us today, how many are going back to the gods of this world when our God is the only God that can do the things that we have need of in our life. The unmerited favor that God says, I'm going to do this for you, not because you deserve it, but because I love you and you are my people. Moses said, if you're not going to help us, just call us up. Take us out of this world. Today, as I look over my life and review some of your testimonies, God has shown us unmerited favor time after time after time. Yeah. I've got some of mine with me this morning. Mm-hmm. How many of you got some of your unmerited favors? Yes. Yeah. Sitting there next to you, yeah, or in another pew in the church house that God has blessed you with, and you know that you don't deserve it, but you say, thank you, Lord, that you showed me unmerited favor. I did nothing to deserve what you have blessed me with. And I believe if we all look in the depths of our heart, we would say God has been so good to us.
Yes. Amen.
To show us this kind of grace. That grace that is powerful.
Yeah.
Grace that today, that no matter what may have happened yesterday. You see, God does not change His favor with us based upon what happened yesterday. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God does not change. We change. And God says, just as we change, that is still my child. That is still my loved one. That is still the one that my son died on Calvary's cross, that they could be part of this great big family that I've got today. I have received so much unmerited favor with God. And I like what He told Moses. He said, I know your name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm glad God knows my name. He knows my shortcomings and my failures. He knows my lying down and my rising up. He knows when I'm going in and when I'm coming out. He knows everything about me.
Yeah.
And yet He still shows favor to me.
Amen.
Some of y'all wouldn't love me if you knew everything about me. And some of y'all, today as you look at your neighbor and see if they're going to say amen. If we knew everything about each other, we would say, man, what a mess.
Amen.
What a mess. But Brother Ray, let me tell you what unmerited favor will do. It'll take that mess that we made. God will take it and he'll wash it and cleanse it, and he will turn it into something good that we can stand up on a Sunday morning and say, thank you, God, for the favor that you have shown to me. I've done nothing to deserve it. People say, well, y'all go to church all the time. Going to church doesn't gain you favor with God. Being holy gains you favor with God. Being separated gains you favor with God. Living a good Christian life gained you favor with God. You see, I've got favor from a king who loves me more than mom or dad. He loves me more than brother or sister or even the church today. And I know that we love one another. Amen?
Amen.
But there is things that we cannot do for one another. You know, in my eyes, I hear Brother Eli, and I'll go back to Sister Edwina saying how they fail so much. And I look at them and say, they must be talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Because in my eyes, they're perfect.
Yeah.
But in the eyes of God, he knows all about them. Yeah. And God says, but yet, they may make mistakes. But yet they are my child. And I will give them unmerited favor in what they're going through. Some of you today come in here with such heaviness of heart that you wonder, will God show favor to me again? How many of you know he's been a good God to you for many years? How many of us know today that God never runs out of grace? Oh, hallelujah. He's got a storehouse full of grace. Grace for every need that you have today. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you. That no matter, friends may not forgive you. Friends may let you down. But God says, I am one that will stick closer than a brother or a sister or mother or father. I'm the one that will show you favor like nobody else. And when God blesses you, you can look for the devil to show up and try to turn it into something bad.
Yeah. Yes.
But praise the Lord. Every time the devil showed up, has he been in anybody else's house this week? But even in spite of him showing his ugly head, God showed up with some more favor. Oh, when he comes by, Sister June, it just blesses my heart that I just look up and say, God, I don't know why you're so good to me. I don't know why you bless me like this, but I'm sure thankful that you do. And Lord, please don't cut it off. Amen. Because the devil is raging. But God's grace is greater than anything the devil could throw at you this morning. Brother Lord, I know you and Sister Martha are in a valley this morning. But I did not know the songs that would be sung. I didn't know the testimonies and the prayer requests that was being offered up. But I want to take you back for just a few minutes of time to all the events throughout all your lives when God's unmerited favor showed up in your household. Can I get a witness on a Sunday morning? God is about to show up again and give you that unmerited favor that you stand in need of. I can't change the prayer request. I can't change the needs of these young people that they feel like their lives are just amount to nothing, and that they'd be better off dead. I can't change that. I can't change the prognosis of those stricken with cancer or with heart problems. But I know a man who says, you are my people. I know your name. And I'm about to show up with some unmerited favor and give it to you because you are my child. And when he does that, it doesn't matter what the world may say. I say it's time to lift up holy hands and magnify the name of the blessed Lord and say, God, you may not give me no favor today, but my brother or sister that is sitting there that needs it today, anybody else ever feel like I do sometimes, Lord, with what I'm going through right now, would you just take that little bit that you was going to bless me with and give it to my brother or sister that's in such a dark place in their life at this hour. But we don't need to pray like that, because God's got enough for all of us. I'm looking at some blessed people this morning. And we are blessed not because we deserve to be. In fact, he told Israel, you're not the mightiest of people. You're not the best of people. And in fact, he probably could say, you make more mistakes than anybody else in this world. But you know what he closed it off with? But you are my people. My people, which are called by my name. And I'm going to show grace to you. And we look around and say, I didn't deserve it, God. How many of us can be open with one another on this Sunday morning and say, God has given me so much that I don't deserve it? Y'all don't want to say amen because the preacher might be long in preaching. But that's all right. He's given us so much. And yet, in all that he has given to us, you know what's the most valuable? It's something you cannot see. It's something you can't go to the bank and make a deposit or a withdrawal on. A lot of people today are scared to death about the coronavirus. They're scared to where it's even affected. The stock market has fallen over 2,000 points or right at 2,000 points. People are almost at the end saying, what are we going to do? You know what I say? Let's get back to God and let God's unmerited favor bless America and our homes again. Because God's unmerited favor can do more than what money can. I thought yesterday, I did go out to the store. And you know you're getting old when you spend almost as much on medicine as you do for food. Some of you didn't hear the preacher. You know you're getting old when you spend as much or quite a bit of percentage of your money on medicine instead of food. Brother Eli, we read the card. Can you tell us spending more time at the hospitals and the doctor's office getting tests done and getting treatments? You know what I hope the church is praying? God, take their lives. Send some unmerited favor by their households. I know that they've worked for you for many years. But God bless them one more time that we could see them come to the house of God and hear a message from our brother and hear our sister get down in sackcloth and ashes and begin to pray, and her unmerited favor gives me unmerited favor. You see, God's not done with us yet. In fact, God showed so much unmerited favor to Moses. He was there with him in the temple, in the tabernacle. And he said, Moses, you can't look upon my face because you'll die. He said, but when I leave, I'll let you look at my hinder part. And when Moses saw that, look at this unmerited favor. When Moses came back before the children of Israel, they could not look upon him. Oh, hallelujah. Because the favor of being with God. Church, oh, I got to preach this morning. There is nothing that blesses my heart more. I love my kids and my grandkids. I go and I support them in their ball games and all their events. And I try to lift them up. And it brings a smile onto my face. A guy at work, I didn't know he was at the ball game the other night. He said, I got a picture I want to show you. And he had a picture of me sitting on the bench there, rooting Brandon's teams on. And he said, you was really into the game. And I said, yeah, but that's my son that was coaching him. And yes, I was into the game. But let me tell you today, when it comes to my life, there is nothing like being able to feel the presence of God move in your heart and your soul and inspire you that the singers couldn't get you where you needed to be. Maybe the message this morning can't get you to where you need to be. But if you could feel 1 ounce of the Holy Spirit move in your life, in your soul, you say, thank you, God, that you see fit to come into my house and let me feel your presence.
Amen.
You see, God's grace has done so much for all of us. Every one of us today, without the grace of God, would be where we deserve to be at. In trouble and headed for hell for eternity. But thank the Lord for his unmerited favor. His grace that he shows to each and every one of us today. I'm glad that I've got favor with God.
Amen.
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 Sometimes people will use you and I to try to get favor, that they might gain something. You know what God wants in return? Our worship and service back to him. Can I get a witness on Sunday morning? The more I serve him, the more I praise him, the more he blesses me. The more favor, the more grace he shows. Because you see, every one of us today, if we got what we deserved, we would spend eternity in hell. But God said, I sent my son to show unmerited favor toward you and you and I and the whole world if they would call upon his name. God is not a respecter of persons. He'd save the whole world if they would just ask today. But they have to ask. The greatest event that ever happened to any of us was when God reached down and saved our dying souls and gave us the biggest favor that we could ever ask for. The biggest favor. Has God ever done anything for you bigger than saving your dying soul? And some of you might be saying, Roger, he ain't done nothing for me since he saved me. I say, if he did nothing after he saved us, he's still done more for us than we could ever thank him for. Oh, let me preach this once. When we get to heaven, we're not going to thank him that he cured our cancer. We're not going to thank him that he healed our heart problems. We're not going to thank him that he touched our children or our grandchildren. You know what we're going to praise him for? We're going to praise him that he saved our dying souls from hell for eternity. And we're never going to get tired of saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for saving a sinner like me. And I'd have to stand there with my head down as they get a song and say, Lord, I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be here. And if somebody asked, how did you make it? I'd have to say, I made it by God's amazing grace.
Amen.
You see, I was the one that was sitting by the highways and the byways. I wasn't the one that was chosen, picked out to be part of his kingdom. But when the Jews would not come, he said, go out to the highways and hedges and compel them that are lost to come to my house, may be filled. I was the one that the invitation came. Listen to this, and then I'll close. I was the one that was invited to the wedding when all the other wedding guests did not show up. And listen to this grace. I got there and I didn't have the right apparel on. Oh. But the goodman of the house opened up a closet. And he clothed me. He took off those rags. And he put on clothing that was worthy to attend the wedding of his blessed son. See, God has done everything for us. You cannot think of anything that you have done without God's grace. How many of you woke up this morning? God's grace woke you up. How many of you got health and strength as far as you know? Yes, we've all got aches and pains, but we're out amongst the living.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's grace brought me here.
Amen.
The other night on Wednesdays, I was driving home between work and the house. There was 8 wrecks. And you know what I think? It was God's grace that one wasn't me. You say, Roger, you're so simple-minded. You just think God does everything.
He does.
I say, thank you,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, he does.
Let me stay simple-minded.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I know it's God's favor that has brought you and I where we're at today.
Amen.
And how many of us know he's not done with us yet?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Could you imagine if he's already done this much for us, what he's got planned for us? Oh, there's no limit to God's favor that he will show to us if we will just worship him and praise him like we ought to. Amen?
Amen.
While you stand, they sing a verse of a song, just one verse. I ask you today, are you receiving that unmerited favor from God? Is the grace flowing in your life? And, you know, grace can be cut off. When we go contrary to the word of God, grace doesn't come like it once did.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
As he says in Malachi, we gather in a lot, but we put it into bags. It's got holes in them.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
We plant, but we sow, but we bring in little. Because you see, without God's favor, nothing you touch is going to be successful.
That's right.
Nothing. But when you got God's favor, Satan can put you in a prison and God's favor still shine all over you.
Yeah.
Ask Joseph about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen?
Amen.
You see, God doesn't try to hide. These are my children.
That's right.
And I bless them. And I don't want you to leave here with a big head this morning. He doesn't bless us because we deserve it. He blesses us because we're his children.
That's right.
He gives us that unmerited favor. And today, while they sing just one verse of a song, I ask you this morning, why don't you come and ask God that you might receive God's favor in your life? And God's favor is worth more than what the trillionaires have.
That's right.
It's worth more. Because, see, money can't buy you favor with God.
That's right.
Works cannot buy you favor with God.
Right.
Just working for him and worshiping him will buy you favor with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. While we sing, won't you make that step this morning? Make that step this morning. And ask God to pour out his favor upon you and upon yours. Ask God to. Lord, give us the grace in all that we're going through. Lord, help us today. We need you, Lord, and your favor upon our lives, our homes, our churches, our school, and our country. We need you. So much for grace upon Mighty Becky's life, But I find myself praying for the kids and for the grandkids. Lord, would you show favor unto them? And I believe our prayers go a long way. But you know, until they get back with God and get right, God's not going to be able to give them all that he's got in store for them. You see, he cannot bless overseers. But one day, where's Brother Jim? Back there. His dad and mom prayed for years and years and years for God to show favor to him. But yet he never would receive the Lord. And even after they're gone, he finds out what mom and dad was praying about. How many of you again know that you have favor with God?
Amen.
Amen. You have favor with God. I could go through this house and point out person after person that I've seen God's favor move in your life. Brother Lloyd made mention, I knew he had open heart surgery, but he said he had 5 bypasses many years ago. And he's with us today. If that's not favor, I don't know what is. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Janetta with cancer. Sister Martha with cancer. Sister Barb with her heart and all that she's been through. And Sister Joan and Sister June and Mary. I go around the house. And in fact, instead of me calling you out, how many of you know if it hadn't been for God's favor, you'd already been gone?
Amen.
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 We'd already been gone. But God says, I need you to stay for a little while longer.
That's right.
We got some work to do. And I'm going to take you to heights that you never dreamed of.
That's right.
You say, Roger, does the Bible really teach us that? Folks, when God exalts you, the devil cannot bring you down. He cannot. He can chip away at you, but he cannot bring you down because you are a born-again child of God. One last verse I ask you today. How is it with your heart? This altar's open. Yes. Been there. Listen to that. Bright
shining.
The sun. Yes. We'll thank him for his favor on us. Sunday morning, and I hope you're able to come back and be with us tonight at 6:00. It's good to have y'all from Vanceburg up here with us. And the greatest thing that you could say is that I'm a born again child of God.
Amen.
You know what he was doing? He was bragging. I've got favor with God.
Amen.
I've got favor with God.
I've always doubted.
Don't look at me. Look at who I've kept by. He's the one that deserves the praise and the glory for all things today. Remember one another. Certainly get you a good lunch, get you a nap if you need it, and come back tonight ready to worship the Lord in song and in word. And if you come with your cup turned up tonight, God's liable to fill it up and make it overflow. Put you right there on chaplain ground.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Our prayers are for you and yours today.
Thank you.